Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
If you're over in London this time of the year, you'll probably see an enormous amount of ridiculously fancy cars. We're talking about Lamborghinis and Ferraris that have been souped up and customised, cars you'd never see on the M50. Camilla Turner is a journalist with The Telegraph, and she's on the line to tell us about these boy racers causing havoc in exclusive London suburbs. Camilla, how's it going?
Yeah, great, thank you.
I'm doing good. Okay, so firstly, why are these cars in London?
It's generally young men who come from the Gulf States, and it's only really a phenomenon over the summer when these young men come over to escape the heat of the Gulf States and the Middle East, and they want to spend the summer in London, but they're hugely wealthy, so they have all these Land Rovers, Range Rovers, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and they kind of parade around the streets in London showing off their big expensive cars.
So sometimes they'd literally just leave the house in order for other people to see what they're driving.
Well, exactly. It's always kind of a show to impress each other, to impress their friends. They're not necessarily going places, they're just kind of taking their car out for a spin.
And of course we said customised there and souped up and all that sort of stuff. So what makes these cars stand out from other sports cars?
As you said, they'll be customised. They might have changed them gold or silver. They might have diamonds encrusted on them. They might have sort of special wheels put in to make them even faster and louder. They'll be kind of not your average cars. They'll be customised in kind of even more outlandish ways.
And the residents are kicking up a fuss, am I right?
Well, the residents are kind of fed up with the noise of revving engines. Mainly it's the noise of these cars, particularly coming out at night, driving around, making a noise. If they've got young children they're trying to put to bed, it's when they rev their engines and accelerate, when they sort of cause obstruction in the road, when they play loud music, all these sorts of things. The residents have just got fed up.
So it's not just a case of literally like, come on, all the young people being so loud at the moment, you know, be quiet outside, that sort of kind of attitude. Actually, it's people who are causing obstructions and are causing people to not be able to sleep and causing havoc and...
I think it's a mixture. I mean, I went to Kensington and Chelsea and spoke to some residents. Some of them were... young men and women who just said they were sick of their the kind of square where they lived being used as a racetrack for these men to race around in their fast cars. It was people with families, just all the residents really who are kind of think of it as a place to live, not necessarily enjoying it being used as a kind of luxury sports car enclave for these men.
And they're introducing a new law to clamp down on this, of course. That's the reaction to it. So what exactly does the law do?
So it's the local council are trying to introduce a public space protection order, which is a kind of antisocial law, antisocial behaviour law, which means that in a particular area, and it's the area immediately surrounding Harrods, the department store, they're going to try and ban... All of the activities that these cars do, so revving engines, speeding, driving in convoy, racing. There's a whole list of activities which they're trying to ban, and they've just opened a consultation about it with the residents, and that runs until September. So that kind of this is the most kind of serious clampdown the council have attempted so far.
And what happens? Because if these people are bringing them over, all their cars over from different countries, can their cars be taken off them? Or what can happen? Like, what can actually be done? You know, you can't just be like penalty points because it's in a different country where they probably got their license from, am I right?
I guess in a very extreme case, they might have their car taken off them. But the initial kind of punishment if they were to breach the order would be more like a fine, or it wouldn't be quite as extreme as confiscating their car straight away.
Okay, so do you think it's going to stop them from bringing their cars over and annoying people?
It depends. depends. I mean, they could still bring their car over as long as they didn't make too much of a noise. So I suppose they could get around it that way. I mean, not all the residents I saw were in favour. There was one woman I spoke to who said, well, you know, it's only for a couple of months in the summer and these people are coming here, they're spending their money, it's good for our economy, we shouldn't complain too much.
I was going to say, there must be that other side of it that just kind of is people going, oh, let's just let them be. They're having fun. They're all that sort of stuff. As long as they're not being dangerous on the road, let them be. Is there a lot of that reaction as well?
Yeah, exactly. Well, some of the people I spoke to did think that, and they thought, well, okay, it's a bit noisy, but, you know, kind of boys will be boys was their attitude. And as you said, they're not. It's not necessarily dangerous. It's just slightly irritating. But on the plus side, they've chosen to come to London and they're enjoying themselves and spending their money and, you know, let them be.
And what line would you stand on?
You're a journalist. I mean, you're impartial. Completely impartial journalist.
I mean, if it was me, I'm out of work most of the time anyway, or out seeing friends. I don't know if I'd notice the noise that much because I tend not to be at home a huge amount. But that's probably because I don't have young children that I'm trying to put to bed or anything like that. So from a selfish point of view, I don't think I'd mind a huge amount.
Yeah, I think I'd be all right with it. Camilla, thank you so much for having a chat with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.